You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Are you ready for the Ravens, Keith?
Bring on the Ravens. Quoth the Raven, nevermore. Famous poem, Jones. They named a team after a poem, for God's sakes.
Have I read it? Maybe.
Yeah, of course you have.
Maybe. I'm familiar with it. Yeah. I don't know that was assigned reading in the Vermont public school system.
Take thy beak from out thy heart. Take that I form from off my door. Quoth the Raven, nevermore.
Is that how it goes?
That's part of it. Yeah,
isn't that a grab bag?
Yeah, actually, there might be a Raven grab bag.
There is a Raven grab bag. You're right. That might be my whole familiarity with it.
Is that how you know it?
You could have made up any line and just said, quote the Raven at the end, and I would have believed you. You were quoting
wandering
right from it.
Wandering from the nightly shore, tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's Plutonian shore. Quoth the Raven.
Grab bag.
It's a change. It's a slight change.
Oh, that wasn't
an homage.
That wasn't in the original.
Yeah. Okay. The Ravens. The Ravens. Yeah, that's they're not the same Ravens as they once were. I don't fear this Raven.
Nope.
I would say.
You
paused.
Well, look, maybe we should a little bit more than we do. As we said last week, why are the Patriots underdogs? I don't get why the Patriots are underdogs. They shouldn't be underdogs. They already beat Buffalo, don't you know? They already
beat Buffalo. And they're road warriors.
Why are they underdogs?
That's part of it too.
And then they lost. And now they're even bigger underdogs at Baltimore. Good point by you, Road Warriors.
They are Road Warriors.
And yet, Vegas knows that. Like, last week, we're like, doesn't Vegas know? Don't all the sports books know they already beat Buffalo? Like, they're idiots. The Patriots should be favored. Turns out, the sports books were right. Vegas was right. We were all wrong. Now we're like, well, shouldn't they know they're Road Warriors? They don't lose on the road. Like, they definitely know all this stuff. And yet the Ravens,
information is readily available to all of them.
The Ravens, as far as I know, and I haven't checked the updated line this morning, are they still 3-point favorites?
Still
three. It went to three. Yeah.
Plus 136 in the money line.
Plus 136?
That's juicy.
That's a buying opportunity.
That might be a buying opportunity.
I might lose another few hams on that like I did with the Bills, but okay.
Oh, I've been cold.
Fool me twice.
I lost on that Delaware Bowl game last night.
Delaware Bowl game?
Yeah, I had the over. It was like
60. What are you doing with that?
It was like 62. I think there were like 30 points scored in the game.
The Blue Hens didn't have the over.
No, the Blue Hens.
Damn. Well, they won, didn't they?
They did. I had the over. I don't know who won. Yeah. Well, not a lot of points. I did not watch till the end. Let me put it to you like that. Yeah. But anyway, it's Jones and Keefe. It's a Thursday. We'll go on the clock at high noon today. We're going to give you some tips for any last-minute Christmas shopping. It's the only way I shop. Let me tell you.
Is it all re-gifting based off of the morning show discussion?
No, I want to get into that, too.
Yeah.
Re-gifting.
Yeah.
Which is, I think,
it's a label maker.
The way they asked it, is it a douche move? My answer would be, sure, but I've also... I've re-gifted.
I'll go yes, but.
Yeah,
we'll get into it more later.
Okay,
I'll give you a yes, but.
I think it's a good yes, but. Yeah. But that's worth getting to later on in the show today. We'll go on the clock at high noon. Last minute Christmas shopping ideas. We also have best of Jones and Keith. Best of our callers.
We've got some really good callers this year. This is just the calendar year, 2025.
Yes, correct.
But we have a bunch of really good ones to replay for everybody.
And best of guests. I don't know. Is this when we're doing the in memoriam for guests, or is that another time?
That's maybe, part of it.
Maybe that. Maybe that.
I think we
can
sort of highlight all the guests that we've had, and then the listener at home can decide. All right, who was the best? Who was the worst?
Yeah. We should abstain. Who
from are they glad quit? Who do they wish would quit? All those kind of things. And even maybe, you know, it's not about
like, that's a good way. Who are you happy that quit, and who do you wish quit among our guests?
Also, like, what other who would you like to have on maybe in 2026? That's not a bad one.
Great
too.
Idea.
You could send those in on the text line.
Guest ideas.
Future guests.
Yeah.
Future friends of the show.
We'll figure out the budget at another time.
Listen, I mean, let your imagination run wild.
Exactly.
And then we can work in the realistic realm.
I like that.
But yeah, whoever you think.
I like that. Yeah. So a couple of best ofs coming up as well. Plus all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. It's how you get in touch with Jones and Keefe. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat on Twitch. You can also do the same on YouTube. Watch there, chat there, subscribe to WEEI. These are the places you can check out Rich Keefe's very studly new hairdo.
I'll tell you what.
Which the haters people think it's fake. The haters think it's a piece.
This is my real hair. This is my real hair. And then people are like, oh, it's a new haircut. It's not a new haircut.
Yeah, I mean, the
push
the,
back.
The YouTube chat, the Twitch chat, this is
they're a buzzer.
The text line, it's all buzzing. So if you haven't seen it yet.
I like this one. All right, Keefe. Now he's just showing off. Showering 3 days in a row. Save some water for the fishes, bro.
That's true. That's where you drink in the majesty.
It's the same great hair. It's just pushed up in the front. I never realized I could do this, and it looks amazing.
It's nice.
Yeah. I got that extra shot of confidence that I've needed. I've never felt more alive.
Yeah, no, I can see that. Have your kids said anything?
No, my wife has. She's like, again with that?
Yeah.
She's like, you need a haircut.
When I shaved for our Halloween costume,
oh, that was gasp.
No, my wife and son did not like it, and I never heard the end of it. It must be nice to be on the other side.
We're too close to Christmas. My kids haven't noticed me in several weeks, so they're not looking at my haircut.
All right, if you haven't seen it yet, though, the streets are talking.
Oh, buzzing!
Twitch and YouTube is where you check that out. This is the last real game for the Patriots before the playoffs. What do we think we're going to find out about this team in this game following up a bad loss?
Yeah, I think a lot. Honestly, you know, I think a lot because of the way that the game, specifically the end of the game, right? Like, they did play well in the first half. We've been over the Bills game several times now at this point as we sit here on Thursday. It's been such a long time since they've had to bounce back from a loss. Right, it feels like we forget when it was. The Red Sox were still playing.
Yep.
Like, that's how long ago it was. And so what are they going to do? I do trust Mike Vrabel. He has seemed to press the right buttons throughout the year, right? Slow start, 1-2 record, and then just an absolute wagon after that. And a couple games, maybe they didn't play a full four quarters. It's the NFL. That happens. But they still beat Atlanta. They still beat Cincinnati, even though those weren't their best games. Then they had some other games mixed in there where they did look pretty dominant, and Drake May looked like an MVP of the league. So what's it going to look like? Not to make excuses, but the injuries, I think, you know, there's a chance that could be a factor. Not just the guys that didn't play last week and the guys that won't play this week, but there's even more names on the injury report. So we'll see how all that goes. But this is another team where, even though I don't think it's a great Ravens team, I don't think it's a great season for Lamar Jackson by a long shot, it's still not the Browns. It's still not the Jets. It's still not the, you know, Titans. And there's a lot of bad teams that they play. These teams are better than those teams. And they're super desperate. Like, the Ravens at least have a shot at the playoffs here and a shot at winning the division. So, yeah, I think it's going to be fascinating to see how the Patriots bounce back, because some of our concerns, I think, will be calmed, right? Like, we're swept up in the moment. And that's why, you know, a lot of us felt a certain way after the Bills game. So if you come out and have a really complete game and win, I think we'll feel a lot better. Flip side, you're going to feel a lot worse. Be like, all right, you had two losses in 13 games, and now you have two losses in 2 weeks. Like, I think that'll change how people feel.
And all the fool's gold people and people who bring up the schedule.
Yeah, they'll have a little bit more of a leg.
They'll really have something to point to.
Yeah.
It'd be two losses to good teams. And we can debate how good the Ravens actually are. If you don't think they're good, maybe that's even worse. But let's give them the benefit of the doubt and say your two losses would be to two good teams in December. That's trending entirely in the wrong direction. So
don't keep poking this bell.
I'm doing my best not to.
What do you mean, sir?
But when it comes to the Ravens this weekend, I'm picking the Patriots to win. But if they didn't, I won't believe in them in a playoff game. Like, if they lost to Buffalo and Baltimore late in the year, I don't care what they're going to do against the Jets. I mean, unless they lose. I don't care what they do against the Dolphins they lose. I expect them to win those games. They should win those games easily. If they don't, then we'll really have something to talk about. I won't believe in them in the playoffs. If you can't beat Buffalo and Baltimore late, I won't believe in you. If you can beat Baltimore this weekend, then I think any panic about the Buffalo loss in the second half of that game, at least for me, will be cooled a little bit. But in the meantime, if they lose, that will sway a lot of my opinion on this. Now, the ESPN FPI came out today, Keith.
Excuse me?
They predicted the last three games of the year. The ESPN FPI, the Football Power Index.
Oh, yeah. All right, the Power Index.
Do not look up the FPI on a work computer. They are forecasting the final 3 weeks of the year, 16, 17, 18.
All right.
They have the Patriots losing to Baltimore, 19 to 17.
Zoinks.
They have the Patriots beating the Jets 31-3. That's a laugh.
Good. Put up some stat piling there.
And they have the Patriots taking down Quinn Ewers and the Dolphins.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
31-18, final week of the year.
All right, that would win the division.
If that happens, they would be the 2 seed and winners of the division at 13-4.
Yeah.
So I say if they lose to Baltimore, I wouldn't trust them in the postseason. I wouldn't maybe even pick them in the postseason, depending on who they'd get. However, the way the whole schedule played out, their first matchup would be the number 7 seed LA Chargers. So it'd be Pats and Chargers. ESPN FPI also has the Patriots advancing through the postseason, going to Denver, beating the Broncos in an AFC title game.
Wait, what? What's
happening? And here? Playing the Rams.
All right, so they got them losing to the Ravens and then still going to the Super Bowl.
Which I don't agree with. I would feel the complete opposite. If they lose this game, I won't believe in a deep playoff run. If they win it, then I think it's right back to where we were. And we look at a second half against Buffalo where they dropped it. I'm just pointing out the FPI predicts something different. That's all.
So I
that's
would
probably
say,
just how the bracket shakes out, though.
Say it again?
That's probably how the bracket shakes out more than anything.
Could be, yeah. If you end up with Houston or Jacksonville or somebody in the first round, would that be different?
I'd be happy with the Chargers in the first round. So even with a loss to the Ravens. So I'm with you on this, I think, where, let's be clear, if they lose to the Ravens, I think we could still come in on Monday and be like, all right, they just need to beat two bad division teams. They win the division. They're still the 2 seed. They have a home game. I'm less confident.
They might have a shot at the 1 seed. Probably not, but they might if they win out.
Oh, if they win out, yes. I'm saying if they lose to the Ravens, though.
I thought you said if they won out.
Yeah, but if they lose to the Ravens, we're in a similar spot where the division is still up to them.
Yep.
And they have two pretty easy games, I would call it. So, and then it really depends on, all right, who's the 7 seed based on tiebreakers and everything else, because whether they beat the Ravens or lose to the Ravens, if they play the Bills in the first round of the playoffs, I don't know how you could be confident.
Yeah.
They could win.
Yeah. No one's saying they have no shot, but are you confident in that game?
If they play Houston, I'm not sure how you could be confident.
I wouldn't be.
If they play the Chargers or the Jaguars, I'll pick them. I wouldn't put my, you know, my life savings on it, but I'd pick them to win that game.
You wouldn't bet what I put down on the Blue Hens last night.
No, I wouldn't. No. I wouldn't dare. But, like, if they beat, let's say this. Let's say they beat the Ravens.
Yeah.
And same scenario, though, right? Denver wins out, so you're the two seed regardless, but you at least go into the playoffs on a three-game heater. Now, for people that want to go,
duck boats.
Ah, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'd feel a lot better about that. Like, right, there's a little bit more evidence of doing that. But, like, the two seed is probably there for them, win or lose on Sunday
night. That's
fair. Yeah.
It's their last real game. It's the last real look to evaluate this team and, you know, check the temperature of how you're feeling. Do you let the Bills' loss snowball or, you know, do you put it to bed? It was a bad second half. We can reframe it that way. It's a bad second half. You beat Baltimore in Baltimore on national TV, and then you won out, and you're 14-3. I would feel a lot differently. Text line here does say a nice rematch between the Patriots and the Rams. That would be interesting.
Pats Rams a third time in, what, 26 years? Yes. Be pretty crazy.
ESPN FPI does pick the Rams, just FYI. They do pick
That's okay. Just get there.
Just, I mean, look, that's what they
Getting
have forecasting.
Getting to the Super Bowl would be, can you imagine if Drake May made it to the Super Bowl before Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen? That's wild.
That would be crazy. Yeah. That would be crazy.
And I think it's still on the table. I don't feel as good about it today as I did a week ago at this time.
Me neither.
But I think it's still on the table because I don't think Buffalo, Denver, Houston, Pittsburgh, I don't think any of them are like even the Rams, right? Like, I think the Rams are scarier in the NFC. I think even though they've been very much kind of up and down, you got to kind of respect the Eagles. Like, that'd be a tough out in the playoffs.
I wouldn't want to play them.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I think the NFC road is a lot more difficult than the AFC road. So, even though the Patriots are playing down, there's no juggernaut.
Drake May yesterday, speaking of May, already, according to ESPN FPI, getting to a Super Bowl before Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. Drake May was asked about the Bills' blueprint last week against him, able to limit him and the whole Patriots offense in the second half, and whether or not the Ravens could apply it. Here's what he said.
Well, I'm sure teams try to do it. You know, whatever other defenses try to do to, quote unquote, stopped us or felt like worked. So you try to not overlook that and realize that these teams are going to be who they are. And I've practiced all year long, but you never know until you really get out there and snap the football and see. But, obviously we're trying to work on things that we can control and control on details and me making throws and, better ball placement and better decisions. And that's what we can control and let the rest sort itself out.
Okay. I'm a little worried about that. Copycat league and blueprint. And it's funny how one week after we're like, there's no blueprint for Drake May. He is a high-level quarterback on EPA per play against every coverage you could face. And then Buffalo goes out and shuts him down for a half. And now we're like, is the blueprint out? And, some of that is late-season games, December football. Teams get up for it. Teams have more at stake. Maybe some of the weather in Buffalo. Some of it is, I'm sure, more tape and trying to copy what Buffalo did a week ago. But the way Baltimore just played defensively, and, it's sad, mopey Joe Burrow, who we'll get to later on in the show.
Oh, man.
But the way they just shut that offense down, even without T. Higgins, they shut him out.
Yeah.
I don't love how that sets up. I don't feel great about how that sets up on Sunday night. I hope they go out and score 35 points and shut me up.
Mm-hmm.
But sitting here today, how do I feel about that? Not great.
Yeah, they're a weird team. Baltimore is in sort of with and without Lamar. They got him back now, although apparently he's got the trots or something. So who knows if Lamar is going to be fully 100%. But they just shut out Cincinnati in Cincinnati. But 2 weeks prior to that on Thursday night, well, it was the Thanksgiving game, right? Mm-hmm. It was the Thanksgiving game.
Burrow got him,
Yeah, they got smoked. And then they followed that up with a loss to Pittsburgh, which was like a massive game, like a big potential swing game for the division. They lost that one. And then they bounced back and they shut out the Bengals. And you're like, all right, is that the defense kind of taking a turn? Or is that just Joe Burrow being so in his feelings and just kind of like knowing the season's over? That one's hard to say. Like, Baltimore has Pats, Green Bay, Pittsburgh. Like, I wouldn't rule out them going 0-3 down the stretch and missing the playoffs.
It's fair. So it's a big game. It's a swing game. And really, in terms of your belief in the Patriots, your last opportunity,
and
I think. Say again?
I would say, your belief in Drake May.
Oh,
I think a lot
the
of
Patriots
us,
and May, yes.
Specifically, like, how he performed in the second half last week and his worst passing game of the season. And how does he respond individually? Like, he gets a lot of credit when they win. Maybe we should have given him even a little bit more blame than we did for the loss because we were pointing so much at the defense. But true MVP candidates, like, you're not going to have even those guys aren't going to have 17 amazing games necessarily. But how do you bounce back from one of your bad ones? Like, so, I think if you feel good about Drake May, I think you should feel good about the team bouncing back.
I think that's fair. And I think we could tell a lot by this game on Sunday night. They could shut everybody up who's starting to say, well, see, they were fool's gold. And right. See, they couldn't beat Buffalo twice. And look at what happened in the second half. And look what happens when they run into a good team. And that will only snowball if they lose to Baltimore and if Drake May plays poorly on Sunday night. You win, I think you pull the e-brake on all that. Everybody shuts back up. And yeah. It's like, okay, they had a bad half against Buffalo, and I'm more willing to go there. Like, I think it was a horrific second half, and I don't think the game was as close as the final score indicated because Buffalo ran away from you. But you turn around and you beat Baltimore, I'll be much more willing to look past that. So how are you guys feeling about it going into what really is the Patriots' final real regular season game of the year? 617-779-7937. And are you worried at all about a blueprint there for Drake May? We will continue our best ofs later on in the show. Guests and callers. We will also get to on the clock, last minute Christmas shopping advice at high noon. We also will be doing some best of grab bag later on in the show.
Yeah.
So we might get you a mini bag earlier.
Oh,
in the
mini
show.
Bag.
Yeah, we might get you a
yeah,
mini
that's
bag.
That's fine.
Potpourri of thoughts,
that
including the re-gifting debate that was raging this morning on the Greg Hill Show. We will get into fixing that Patriots offense. Mike Vrabel talked about some of the play calling yesterday. We want to circle back to that right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Tonight, the Boston Bruins homestand continues with a matchup against the Edmonton Oilers. Puck drop to TD Garden is at 7 o'clock. Yesterday at New England Patriots practice, Carlton Davis, Christian Ellis, Marcus Jones, Harold Landry, and Robert Spillane did not participate, and Christian Barmore was limited. Quarterback Lamar Jackson did not participate in Ravens practice yesterday due to an illness. The Pats are back on the practice field today at 2 o'clock. This Sunday night, the Pats will be in Baltimore taking on the Ravens. Tonight on Thursday Night Football, the Seahawks host the Los Angeles Rams. You can hear the call of the game right here on 93.7. Westwood One's pregame coverage begins at 7:30 and kickoff from Seattle is at 8:15. And the Boston Celtics will return to the court tomorrow night to host the Miami Heat. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.